This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from the AMA. We'll get the phone lines open. Any question, any topic coming out of a three-day weekend? Should have no shortage of questions to ask us at 404-726-0929. We're going to have to put a rain check. We're going to rain check with Brad Guzan.
Yes, he just finished training.
Yeah, training went a little longer. They're getting ready. Yeah. They're training to get ready for Saturday, so training went a little longer than anticipated. So he's not going to be able to join us today. Hopefully another day this week as they get closer to Saturday. But yeah, man, looking forward to seeing him and the rest of the guys.
Who the hell is
this
guy that Caleb's keep talking about in updates?
I've never heard of him. Honestly, Caleb's
doing a great job. We're talking about the guy, the Braves side.
Oh, Buck Farmer?
Yeah, Buck Farmer.
33-year-old man from Conyers, pitched for the Tigers and the Reds.
Okay.
He has a career record 24-30 and a career ERA 4.71. Invited to spring training to try to make the team as a reliever.
Georgia Tech cat.
There you go. Now we know more about Buck Farmer.
Look, that's why I said, who the hell is this guy? Buck. Okay, he's a local guy.
I would have never known any of that.
They also signed Jake Marisnik yesterday.
Unless he made the team and you looked it up and all that. Yeah, you saw Jake Marisnik as well, to a minor league camp invite, basically. But you kept saying, who the hell's Buck Farmer?
Yes.
Every break, which is great because I don't even hear the updates. Yeah. Like, no offense to Caleb and Joe. They do a great job, I assume. But I don't even hear them. I'm like so... When we go off to when we go back on,
yes.
Something mentally
you
happens.
You are definitely in the zone.
To where it just is.
I'll ask you.
It doesn't even happen.
I'll ask you three things. You're like, huh?
You're like, what was it? I was like, I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a commercial about that?
Yes.
I didn't hear it.
Yes. So
I just
Buck
go
Farmer?
Into Buck Farmer. That's Buck a good Farmer. Baseball name.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, Buck anything.
So he's going to be a reliever, I'm pretty sure.
That's right.
Okay.
That's what he is.
But we took because Vlad Jr. said he's not going to sign a contract. Which is good for him.
Which is smart.
Yeah. He's not going to get Juan Soto bread.
Not quite, but he's going to get a lot.
Yeah. So good for him. Because he's a, young, it's very rarely these type of guy, youngish, all-star caliber players get free agency. And so I'm pretty sure they offered him maybe one thing. And he cut negotiations off. So he's like, hey. No, I'm cool. I'll just wait this thing out.
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I saw something earlier that had it wrong. He's 25.
Yeah, that's it. He's a young player like
that's
him.
That's legitimately
you don't see him get out.
Yeah, no.
As far as that. And so I'm assuming that, because he's a first baseman, right? Mm-hmm. Right or wrong?
Mm-hmm.
From third. Yeah.
First and third.
First third? Okay. Yeah. I'm looking at the Dodgers. Would Freddie go to third?
I think it's too late for that.
Freddie go to third? Because it sounds like it's going to or Pete Alonso opt out of his and he goes to the Mets.
Yeah, I mean,
there
look,
it is.
Somebody's
there
gonna,
it is.
Somebody's going to pay Mets. Him somewhere between $450 and $550 million dollars next offseason.
Pete Alonso has a one-year player.
Pretty much. It's like pretty much a one-year contract. Yeah. So that's a good guess. I mean, the Dodgers are always a good guess. There's a couple of other teams that have money like that. But, yeah, I don't know what Toronto offered him. Clearly it wasn't enough. Yeah. Here's the thing about this, though. This is just a self-imposed deadline. He just said, what's the date today?
The
18th. He said the 18th at 11 a.m. That's it. You get me my new contract by then or it's over.
Yeah.
But if they call him back tomorrow and we're like, how about throw an extra $100 million
But
you don't
say
there?
No?
I think you'd probably say
that's
yes.
Always that thing when people, when players like this, I refuse to negotiate during the season. Why?
Well, there's no.
Why wouldn't you want some new money in the season?
Yeah. Well, and some leagues have that where, like, there is a deadline to where you can't negotiate during the season.
Like a tag or something.
Right, but that's not what this is. But this is just him saying, I'm done talking
even
about
football,
it.
They were like, yeah, I'm done talking. Like, why? Like, Jamar Chase, yeah, I just cut off contract talks. Why?
What if they said a number you liked?
Yeah.
At like, that point.
Why would I ever?
What if they changed their minds?
Like, why would I ever cut off contract? That's the best time to get a contract during the season.
Yeah, you have more leverage even.
Exactly.
Because as much as we don't talk about this, the people making these decisions are just humans. They have recency bias too. They saw you hit 3 home runs the other day.
Yeah.
You might change their mind. They might be so caught up emotionally in that walk-off home run that you hit on Saturday night on ESPN that they decide, you know what, he is worth it.
Yes.
Let's give him that money.
Let's give him his money. Well, prices went up, Jack.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's usually what happens.
And that's what it is for him now. Now he's in this great situation of being a young star, getting ready to hit the open market. He has a year now to do the thing that all these guys do, like Juan Soto did in New York and all these guys do. When you're in that contract year where you just go absolutely ballistic. He was 323 last year, which I know no one cares about anymore, but I do. He batted 323 in Major League Baseball, which is awesome. 30 homers, 103 RBIs, and 199 hits.
Yeah.
Make that 35, 115, and 210 hits. He's going to get $500 million.
So, he's going to get that. And that's when you look at betting on himself. Betting on himself. He's going to get bread regardless, even if he doesn't have a great, he has a good year. But he's such a good player that you don't see people like him fall off, you know, unless you're injured. I mean, the stat the guy was reading, I was talking about Mike Trout. Now they're going to move him to right field to help him not get injured as much.
Yeah.
Like, why should I do that earlier?
Right, if that was the secret. Yeah,
why should I do that once he started getting hurt more often? Hey, you know what? Let's put him in the corner. So you got to chase as much ground, run around as much ground.
I hope it works.
I do too.
I hope it works because I like watching Mike Trout.
Love
play.
Mike Trout.
The thing about Mike Trout that just doesn't make any sense is like guys that fall off in baseball tend to have fall off bodies. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, Mike still walks.
Mike's in great shape.
He still walks with the shirt open.
Yeah, like Mike doesn't have that. Like it's not a lack of attentiveness to the workouts.
But he's
having
more lower body stuff than anything,
right?
Yeah,
it's all kind of weird, fluky stuff. It feels like he's just injury-prone and unlucky, it feels like. Vlad Jr. does kind of have the fall-off body, though.
Oh, like, you would never know his dad is him.
No.
His dad, yeah.
No. They're built a little different.
His dad was
one of the best outfield arms of all time.
Yes, he would throw you out from the parking lot.
He would?
Yes.
He'd swing at anything?
Yes. High, low, on the ground.
He'd get a hit.
Like,
off the dirt,
with
no batting gloves on.
Cricket.
Uh-huh.
He plays cricket.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I was like, what? Did he just really just?
He's out there golfing.
Yeah, man.
He did hit one time that bounced first.
Yes. I don't care.
No, you're allowed to.
I see ball.
It bounced up into the strike zone. What am I supposed to do?
Like we were just you were talking about it in the break, and it's like, damn, you're sitting there looking at all these guys around Ronald Acuña's age. I bet he's like.
Yeah,
see them like, damn, he getting this much $600 more million than I got. But then, you know,
do you think it changes the way he thinks about it at all? Just because he's been hurt so many times recently,
I don't know.
Like he's looking at it like, you know what? I'm glad I took this contract.
Oh, no doubt about that.
Because who knows?
No doubt. No.
Or is he still thinking about it from the standpoint of I'm better than all these guys when I'm healthy?
But you have to think.
I just have to get back to being healthy.
First ACL was before the MVP, so he probably wouldn't have gotten that type of money anyway.
Yes, possible. Yeah, yeah. Totally possible.
Right after the MVP season.
Right. It's totally possible.
But I think the one thing is now it's like, how many more years you got left on this deal?
A number of
like
them.
Four.
I think
five?
He's got three before he gets an option.
Okay, and so you probably looked at it from a standpoint of, okay, if I had another type MVP season, could they go back to the table? I know it's the Braves.
No, that was always the thought.
That was always the thought process that he was going to outplay this contract,
right?
Which he has.
Yeah, yes, he definitely has. Even though he's only done it incrementally and with injuries mixed in, the one MVP season mixed with the season he was injured in the first time and the season before that were worth more than $100 million.
Yes.
Then that's really what it is. Like when people get mad about the contracts, there really is no such contract that is more than the guy's worth.
Club option 27-28.
Okay, so yeah, okay. 3 years before the club option.
$17 million for the remainder of a year. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
so yeah, he's absolutely, when healthy, outperformed it. But even with the injuries, I think he's outperformed the money that he's earned up until this point. The reality is, if he gets back to where he was, he'll get another bite at it.
Yeah,
and he'll get another major payday.
The biggest thing that he has to do, Because we talked about this last year. Same thing with, you don't want to take away what he does best. You don't want to take away his aggressiveness, his ability to be a playmaker on the bases. You don't want to take away, because this is, seems like that's, you know, obviously when he got hurt down there in Miami, he's playing baseball.
He's just going to make a
cut. He's going to make a cut. Mm-hmm. And then you look at the second one, he's getting back to second base. Mm-hmm. And so that's the fluky thing about it, is those type of injuries, because it's just like one of those things where he's just unlucky.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at him, I still think he's one of the best. I saw a list where they had him number 16 best player in baseball.
Yeah.
All right.
I think everybody knows that.
All right.
Yeah, but it's, you know.
Yeah, all right.
But you can't be the best player in baseball if you're not playing, right?
I agree.
Like, Mike Trout's probably been the best player for the last 15 years, but half the time he hadn't been available.
Right.
So he isn't, right? I mean, Ronald Acuña is one of the best three players in baseball when healthy. But when healthy, unfortunately, has become a bigger if than it was, and then you'd certainly want it to be. But yeah, I mean, he's incredible. And he's going to play the way he plays.
Yeah,
that's the thing about it.
He's not going to slow his ass down.
You don't know how. Like, yeah. You play baseball like that, you can't even ask him to. Unless you're just going to ask him to be a designated hitter, mm-hmm. and tell him that we're going to fine you if you steal bases.
Yeah, put him in.
Like, we're not letting you steal.
I mean, Marcel can play outfield. No.
No, you don't want to do that. But you got Jurickson and Profar, and you got Jared Kelnick, and you got Michael Harris.
Love it.
You got guys that can play outfield until he gets.
Brian De La Cruz.
And you got Brian De La Cruz. He's out there as well. Until Ronald Acuña gets healthy, and then you put him back out there in right field. And hopefully he's as close to Ronald Acuña as possible, as quickly as possible.
And Ozuna. Ozuna's a listed as outfielder, Andy.
When's the last time he played outfield? Because I love it. We're going to make the joke forever. It's a great joke. He plays outfield, and it's funny.
Yeah.
But, like, if they didn't put him out there last year, you know what I mean? When dudes, like, last year, they had me playing half the time. Because, like, there was guys out there nobody had heard of, right? Like Eli White, there was other, you know.
You know how bad he is in the outfield to not have Ronald Acuña rehab as a DH here?
Right. But again, he didn't play in the outfield last year when the whole team died.
Everybody got hurt.
Like everybody, it was a morgue over there at SunTrust, their Truist or whatever it is. Like they didn't have anybody available and still wasn't an option. Sorry, man, you can't get out
but
there.
But that was funny. Remember,
sorry, Marshall.
When he was at the All-Star game, I was like, why he got his glove?
Play catch.
Oh yeah.
Fun to play catch.
Like, is he gonna get some run? That's why, like, oh, people are mad at
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Braun, because I guess he didn't play in the game and didn't say nothing. Well, he could have gave somebody else a spot. Like, yeah, we're up in arms for Norm Powell.
He wanted to. He was going to try to play.
He was going to try to play.
Yeah, it just didn't work out.
It didn't work out, but damn. Yeah.
I thought he was going to go to the SNL thing.
So great. Because he hosted it. No, he did SNL.
He's in that group of celebrities that have done it. Like, he's thought of on that scale.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, no Peyton Manning was there. He's like that kind of guy.
Was Peyton at anything?
Yeah, he had a little moment.
Oh.
Yeah, it would have been so funny if LeBron was like, yeah, I'm hurt. I can't play. Also, by the way, I'm flying to New York to go sit in the crowd for the Saturday Night Live reunion.
Because I'm like, they're in the Bay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so fly away to New York City. Why not? You got the money.
You guys have fun. Yeah. I'm going to go watch.
You can let somebody else have that spot. Like, okay.
All right.
There's stuff to get mad about.
We'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.